Right now, as promised, we are joined by an All-Pro, a Pro Bowler, a runner-up on Dancing with the Stars. He had 24 tackles. He had a pick six. He forced a fumble. He had a couple of fumble recoveries in 9 games last season. He was a 3-time All-Conference player at Coastal Carolina. He was drafted in 2012. He is the founder of the Stars 24 Teen Center in Greenwood, South Carolina. He is Josh Norman. Josh, it's been a minute or two since you and I got caught up. How you doing these days? How is the offseason treating you so far?
Yeah, man, it has been a win. Yeah, man, for sure it has been. But the offseason has been great, man. A lot of things been going on for us, but I also want to take a moment to give my condolences to everyone who lost lives this past year due to the pandemic, because it's been a lot. It's been a lot going on. A lot of people been struggling. So my heart goes out to everyone in that space.
I appreciate.
But other than that, like I've been great. It's been a blessing just to see everything that has evolved over time from seed that planted before to now coming up and sprouting. So yeah.
Josh Norman joining us. There's actually a lot in that response. I can hear it in your voice. You've been into a lot of different things, both on and off the field, and it has been quite a year, no doubt about that. In fact, I want to get into some of these things you've done away from the field momentarily. Let's talk a little football, Josh, for one moment. When you look back on last season and your time with the Bills, what kind of thoughts do you have? What comes to mind, and what was that experience like?
Well, what comes to mind? That's a double-edged sword right there. A lot of things come to mind just because of how we went through that season and how great it was. The teammates, just the fresh start. I mean, guys just all buying into, you know, the system that was there. And guys really, like, showing up each and every Sunday where no fans was in the stands. It was very weird. But after a while, it became the new norm. And they just got it going. And I think when we got into the playoffs, I think that was the most exciting thing, when we got to have fans in the stands during that game. And then when we went off to play, obviously that's the sword that stabbed us, that, you know, ended our run, which is a bittersweet. But at the same time, it was something that I enjoyed. I enjoyed my time there.
Talking to Josh Norman. Josh, on a personal level, like, there were some challenges that you dealt with. There were some injuries you had to fight through. I mean, you go through a season like that where you get banged up. It's during a pandemic. I mean, it might be easy to kind of lose focus, maybe even be a little bit frustrated or bitter, and then focus just on yourself. But you didn't let that happen. In fact, you were really conscious about showing up every single day and trying to lead from the front. Why was that so important to you, and especially at this point in your career?
You know, a lot of people get knocked down in life, and they stay down, and they have this woe is me attitude. But what is it to be said about the person who knocked down and gets back up and still keep on ticking, you know? It's almost like taking a licking but still ticking. For me, I had to look at it as, okay, I'm posed with these challenges and these obstacles. How do I overcome them? Like I said, I can have that war in the attitude, but what did that do for me? Nothing. So why don't I get involved? Why don't I do something to where I can help someone else out? And then that's when I got in the community, really, and, you know, we started the Buffalo Blitz. God was speaking to me. He was weighing on my heart. He was like, you got to go out there and do something. You see all these things that's going on, people and the challenges with COVID, and how can you help? How can you be appealing in the community to give back to the more you have, the more you seem to want to give, I think. And so, therefore, I got involved in that. Ended up, we ended up raising $500,000 to give back to a small business there, Buffalo Business Blitz. So that was a blessing in disguise. I don't know if I would have been able to do that if I was playing. But those injuries, no setbacks, just only opened up to something more beautiful, and that was helping people out. So I take it for that, and, you know, we end up going to playoffs and getting deep there, and end up, you know, being a great run when you look back at it. But overall, would I have liked to play? Of course, I think that's the mindset that you would want to have as a player in that mentality space. But at the same time, hey, look, got to play the cards you've been dealt, man.
Good for you, man. I love that. Josh Norman joining us. You got to play the hand you're dealt. And also, you could be woe is me, but to your point, what good would that do? That wouldn't do anybody any good. And if you can't be out there, you got to find a way to contribute. And you did in that community. You know, Josh, you had a great quote, I thought, earlier this spring. You said, quote, 10 under my belt and a championship ring and rocking the beautiful Vince Lombardi hoisted up over my head with a sweet kiss on its cheek. That's all that matters to me. I can go kumbaya after that if that happens. But until then, we're in this and we're in it for the long haul, end quote. So I'm curious where that leaves you. You have that. Nobody can take that from you. You're a free agent at the moment. So how are you approaching this part of the process? And what are you looking for in a team?
Well, so how would I say this? I'm not anxious to bite it any bit. I'm just going to buy my time and raise my speech for itself. I know who I am and what we do. I think the thing is now is who is that contender that actually can get my final goal that I can cap off, that I can check off my book and say, yes, we complete the trifecta here in this league. And if we can reach that, I think that we did everything we set out to do from the start. And right now, just working, training, and buying our time. I think after this draft come up, a lot of things are going to be more settled. And we'll have more of a clear view and picture of what we want and who we're looking at. But there are things, of course, that you want to have a good matchmaking with anything. After that, all smoke settles from tomorrow, then yeah, we'll go forth and see who that team looks like.
Talking to Josh Norman, you're right. The draft finally is going to happen tomorrow, and then a lot of things play out, and a lot of doors open up, so we'll see. And you've done a lot of things. Now, we talked about some of the things you've done off the field. You've done a lot of traveling, including going to the running of the Bulls back in 2019. You were at Anfield for when Liverpool beat Barcelona in that epic Champions League match. Tell me about that. What do you remember about that game?
Oh, man. Listen, I'll remember that game for the rest of my life. I don't know if anything will be able to top it, but who knows?
Tell me.
Who knows? But, yeah, the game was just magical, man. Just coming into Anfield, you just feel the history there. It just protrudes off of the walls there. I mean, I walk into the stadium, I go to the VIP 10 almost, and then I run into the where Anfield is, and I'm standing there in the middle with people I don't know, obviously. And they're, how would I say, super fans? You know super fans, right? We
sure.
have super fans here.
They're fanatics.
But fans there, they're super fans, but more controlled super fans. So they know the game and everything about it. They got chants and fire and everything. So it's totally different, totally different. So when they get ready to play, Liverpool, they do not have pretty much any of their starters. They're three big gun cards. So these guys right now, they undercard. They don't have Sané, they don't have Firmino, and they don't have Salah. They don't have none of their big three. Everybody is out there. And they got to be the aggregate, which is Barcelona. Like four goals or something. Never would have thought it happened. Came down, they played. One goal happened. Next goal. Listen, I'm high-fiving fans that I don't even know. I'm hugging some guy next to me. He's spilling his drink. Like, it was magical. And then they get that last goal within the 80th minute. Yo. It was just incredible. Like, I get chills talking about it right now. So, I can't explain it. You had to be there other than just sitting there just realizing that, man, this is how they get down over here.
It's a great way.
It was cool, man.
I'll tell you what's cool. You know what's cool to me? Number one, that is how they get down over there. But what's cool to me is it's one thing to hear a super fan describe it like that. Quite another to hear a guy who played in the NFL 10 years describe it like that. What about the running with the Bulls? It's something I've always wanted to do. I've never done that before. What's that experience like?
Well, I felt like I've been there before. Say that. Some part of me felt like it, like literally from the past ages or something, to come back into me, just felt like I belong. So when I got out there and I was running with them on the street, it was cool. Like, obviously, I was running past people. But then the bulls came around that corner. They call it the dead man corner. I hit the deck because I don't know what may happen. But then you get up, you run, and you go all the way to the stadium. And I didn't know you can go in it. So I go into the stadium. Man, listen, it's like a whole bunch of people just crowded around in sand. It's almost like a coliseum. And you got people that's watching, spectators and stuff that's in seats. And then guess what? Like, behind the whole entire cage, they let a bull out with all these people that's inside the stands, like in that like sand pit, you want to call it. Yo, the bull runs around and just takes their, just think about 100 people in a circle and a bull let loose. That's literally what's going on.
Dude.
So I sat up there and looked at it like, man, everybody's just running away from me and trying to tag it. I'm just going to go over it. Straight for me. And then I just took a leap and cleared them. And yeah, and I crowd went crazy. I didn't really realize that it happened until after the fact. But yeah, it was fun. And after I left there, it was like, El Sapador, El Sapador. And I was like, what the heck is that? It's like the jumper. I was like, all right, cool, man. I started getting that whole thing, and I went down the next day, and it was like, El Sapador, can I buy you a drink? And I'm like, nah, I'm pretty good. And then I flew out the next day. So it was a cool experience, man. I would say anybody ever want to just go and spectate, that would be somewhere to go.
Dude, that is absolutely incredible. Like, we've all seen the video of you jumping over that bull, but to lay it out like that, man, and then all of a sudden, you don't have to. It's nice to know that you never have to buy a beer there because you are the jumper forever. So you're always good. You will never pay for a beer there ever again. Josh.
No, I won't.
No, you will not. One last thought. Listen, earlier this offseason, you opened up the Stars 2014 Center in your hometown of Greenwood, South Carolina. It's a project with the Boys and Girls Club that you've been working on for a long time. You helped raise $1.3 million to make that happen. Knowing that and knowing that it's official, how did that make you feel?
Well, it was 10 years in the making. It really was. It was a great sigh of relief because we can give something back to the community which raised me. And when you can do that, everything else compels to it. It really does. I mean, I was truly blessed and fortunate enough to come into the fortunes that we had just from the game that played, and then now giving it back to the community which that raised you. It's nothing greater and sweeter than that moment. And when I was able to cut that ribbon and see how many lives that it impacted and the hope that you're giving these children and kids and teens that's in that neighborhood and the surrounding regions, man, listen, you can throw 1,000 things at the wall and see what sticks. But if that one comes down that you help that child get to that next level in their life through that center, all of it compels to that. So I was, like I said, I was just a vessel for it to happen, and God blessed me enough to be in that position. And, you know, that's just literally my calling. It's my purpose. And we completed that task, and now on to the next one. And what's the next city that we're going to? So it was great today, man, and have and see that go through.
Great to see. All pro, pro bowler. Also, he is a free agent, so we'll see where that next town is. Josh, as I mentioned, it had been a minute or two since you and I got caught up. I'm so glad we were able to do so. Great to have you on the show, Josh. Thanks so much. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Jim, always, man. You know you'd be fire out there. Keep going, give him spin knowledge.
You too, man. Appreciate it. Thanks so much, Josh Norman, joining us. Had to run him down. I have this thing like where there are just certain guys I feel like I want to connect with, haven't connected with. Been trying to find Josh Norman, did find him, got it done. Felt good. Him telling that story, well, all those stories, but especially the one about jumping the bull. Man, he's like, they have all these people in the arena, in the stadium, and then they turn the bull loose, and you've got these spectators, and the bull is doing what the bull does, and then he and I lock eyes, and the bull is coming right at me, and if you haven't seen the video, and I'm sure you have, this guy, he literally jumps the bull.